Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, a little programming update looking ahead to tomorrow. Just got word that Alex Cora will join us at 3:30 in Minnesota.
Love
on
it.
The phone.
Love it.
To talk about the impending Joe Ryan trade, hopefully, since the Twins are selling, we might as well go get a Joe Ryan. Can I make you an offer?
Yeah. Chris Paddock on the move.
Could I make...
From Minnesota.
Yeah, that, right. They're selling.
So
their doors are open.
Absolutely.
And Joe Ryan said he wanted to be in rumors, in speculation. He wanted to be traded.
Honor and a privilege. Basically said, Boston, trade for me.
Absolutely. Christian Campbell, lighten it up. I'm just the pieces. Pieces are falling in place. Might be like a bad puzzle piece where you got to hit it with the side of your hand to squeeze it
in. Yeah, a little square peg, round hole.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it's 5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. That means it is time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home.
Stop!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Patriots training camp made a significant step forward today.
All right.
Shoulder pads.
Yeah.
It's real football. Helmets, shoulder pads, full-ish contact, I'll say.
And one of Christian Gonzalez's first steps forward with those pads was one that hurt him.
That's hurtful. That's two steps backwards for the team.
That's
Christian
right.
Gonzalez not out there. Dan Ball is right. After working his way through some drills, special teams drills, individual drills, getting toasted, getting his booty kicked from Kayshon Booty in one-on-ones a couple different times in the red zone.
Nailed it.
Christian Gonzalez was then covering Stephon Diggs in a 11-on-11 drill and pulled up a little lame.
And Diggs is so good that he... No, never mind.
Nope, that's not what it was.
I tried.
you told me the hamstring had actually been building, and that's why he was actually slowed and not able to cover Booty.
I still believe that.
Yeah, sure you do. You're at least saying it on the radio anyway. But he then walked off under his own power. You may have even seen some videos from fans online because, you know, in the weird world of the Patriots, reporters aren't allowed to use cameras, but any of the thousands of fans in attendance can and put it on social media. But I digress. You saw Christian Gonzalez go to the... little shack thing they have building down the other end. And so now we're just sort of awaiting word. We'll see if this is a major thing. I mean, my instincts tell me he pulled a hamstring.
Right.
Like, that's what it looked like. No, nothing more, nothing less.
That's where he was favoring while he was walking
Absolutely,
off.
Absolutely. Even a little grabbage of it and that whole thing. What that means, who knows? I use the example of Randy Moss, who missed basically the entirety of his first training camp in New England. Everybody's like, what is he? Is he done? Is he toast? He wasn't good with the Raiders. And he comes out on opening day and starts a historically great record-setting season. Maybe that's what Christian Gonzalez will be. Hell, maybe he's like Justin Fields and he'll be back on the field tomorrow. And we'll be like, oh, well, you limped off, but you're fine and you're covering receivers again. Okay,
yeah,
cool. We'll roll with it. But it is a big deal just for the team.
Yeah.
Like, you have, I asked you earlier to make a list of guys that can't get hurt. And Christian Gonzalez is going to be first or second on most people's list.
Yes.
Probably second just because the quarterback is the most important position on the field.
Yeah, no disrespect to Josh Dobbs, but yeah.
Yeah, yep. No disrespect to Josh Dobbs.
Okay, that's fair.
And then you go to Christian Gonzalez. He's that important to this football team. All pro, your best player. He's your best player right now. He's not a quarterback, but he's your best player.
Right.
Top 10 corner, top whatever corner. Could he be a dark horse defensive player of the year candidate? So to see him limp off with an injury the first day of pads is a little blow to the letting a little wind out of the balloon, I guess.
Yeah, and it's especially because it's happening for a guy at a position that maybe has the biggest gap between your starting talent and your backup talent. Like your Gonzalez and Davis 1-2 punch should be
Davis. Who's that?
I'm not
familiar. Is that somebody they paid a lot of money to play football?
My understanding is he's a member of the New England Patriots, and he's supposed to play opposite Christian Gonzalez, and now neither of them seem to be active participants in training camp.
So when it was voluntary in the spring, Carlton Davis was riding jet skis at some beautiful locale somewhere.
Yes.
Now that it's mandatory and legit part of his job, we just don't know where he is.
That's right. Yeah, cool, so cool. They're just being a little more conspicuous about it. It's like
I think it's flex days.
Yeah.
That's what we take around here. Fitzy's got a flex day today. I heard Greg Hill took a flex day this morning.
Yeah.
Courtney did a phenomenal job in the one seat.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I listened to a lot of that show this morning. She kicked ass and took names.
There you go.
She actually acknowledged it. I don't know if you guys listened, that she gets a little anxious around Greg or stressed out by Greg.
No. No way.
And she was like, I'm just more comfortable. Like, I can just kind of flow and go. And she was still doing the news and all those things.
Yeah.
But she did a great job. Yeah. I was taking notes as a, you know, newbie H1 whatever, chair one.
What'd you learn?
Say less. Let your talent spread the ball around. Spread the ball around. What are you laughing at over there?
I'm just like, this is your first example of that?
Just spread the ball
so
around.
It's still a work in progress.
Take advantage of the weapons around you. Be a point guard. Yes, it is.
Real quick, I was just going to say, so when I got into radio about 10, 11 years ago.
Brag.
Within the first couple months, I was running the board for Greg.
Oh, God.
You know, for the Hillman Morning Show, some of the most intense pressure I think I've ever been. I was like sweating. Greg's looking across from you like. It was. I love that kind of stress, and that's why I love this business, though.
Yeah, but. you're put under pressure. It's what Bill Belichick does to people, right? If you can't handle the pressure, then you're probably not the right guy for the job. Well, Coco did a great job this morning. But, yes, Christian Gonzalez was limited in his ability to practice today. And as we noted earlier, I even got my roster out to make sure we get it right this time. That left room for Marcellus Dial Jr.
Awesome.
And Isaiah Bolden to take reps at cornerback.
Alex
Austin also mixes in. And all guys that have been competitive in recent years, last couple years have been in that next tier, and you get out there and you're like, oh, he's not terrible. Maybe he has a role with this team. The problem is, the role is supposed to be depth. The role is supposed to be come in the third quarter if Davis or Gonzalez tweak an ankle and you need to play a little bit. The role is not to be, oh, both corners aren't out there, and you guys are now our starting cornerbacks. This is going to be something that Ted brought up that we're going to be just talking about nonstop is depth.
Yes.
The fact that you're so thin across that first line of the depth chart that whenever anybody goes down, is absent, whatever, it's going to really be magnified that you're taking a jump backwards.
And it's certainly possible to have one of those, say that the three guys that you just listed as the depth at the cornerback position. It's possible to have one of them step up and at least be serviceable in case, for some reason, just in a world where this injury is a little bit worse than we expected. It's possible for one of those guys to be able to step up. But to have both of your starters down and need to fill both of those spots with guys who are supposed to be situational, rotational players, that's why this one kind of catches the eye of Patriots fans. So a lot to follow. I think you're right. I mean, walking off under your own power, it certainly gives the sense that maybe they'll be a little extra cautious, but you won't miss them for that long. But we just can't live in a world where we're talking about the few top-end guys that you have missing any kind of time.
The one thing we didn't have today in Foxborough was any fisticuffs. And a lot of times, first day of pads, first time banging, you've been around each other, whatever, the feeling out process. Somebody doesn't know the tempo, right? The offensive guy goes a little harder than the defensive guy thought he was going to go. And then they start pushing and shoving, and you end up with a fight, punches being thrown. Mike Vrabel talked about it. He didn't expect any fights. He said nobody should be fighting. And then the reporters lured him into telling a story about his rookie training camp with the Pittsburgh Steelers when he told about a fight he was involved in and sort of how it played out within that defense he was on.
I don't anticipate any of that. I want us to celebrate with our team and the defensive unit, celebrate with each other. Offensive unit, get excited and celebrate with each other, not get into the taunting and the things that we would, you know, that we can't have during the game. I think I did. It's a good story about, don't use the fight, but about a veteran player. Greg Lloyd was a very dominant player, imposing figure, and I got drafted in April, and he didn't say a word to me through OTAs. And I'm on the defense, mind you, and so he didn't say a word to me the entire offseason. We go to training camp. There's a fight with me and a tight end, and I'm exhausted after practice, and I see this like shadow come over me as I'm sitting in the locker room, and he's like in his deep voice, and he's like, yeah, the next time you want to come up underneath the face mask. And I was like, you just now are going to talk to me? He's like, yeah, I just wanted to make sure you weren't like a punk, and then I would talk to you. So it's a good example of just a veteran making sure that, you know, rookies kind of earn their stripes, I guess, a little bit. But
I also thought it was an example, and this is not where Mike wanted to go with it, because he kept wanting to minimize the fight. You know, elsewhere he had talked about, you know, you can't fight on the game field. If you fight on the game field, you're going to hurt the team. You're going to be ejected, penalties, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that's also an example for that brought that defense a little closer. That let Mike Vrabel into the club of the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. And the guy he's talking about, Greg Lloyd, was one of those imposing Steelers outside linebacker types. So there can be, and coaches don't want to hear this, but when the offense fights the defense,
yeah,
it brings the two units together. Doesn't bring the team together.
Right.
It brings the two units together. So there is value in that. There were back in the Belichick days, there were always rumors he paid guys to fight. You know, Parcells, some of those guys, they would pay somebody a couple hundred bucks to start a fight.
I mean, I see that as, you don't want it every single day of practice, but I see that as just a factor of guys competing.
Yeah.
And I don't see it, if it just boils over once, it's 95 to 100 degrees, guys are out there busting their ass, and it's competitive because both units are bringing a lot to the table. You know, usually happens with better teams. I'm fine with that.
And as long as it's with, I'm fine with it too. And I get why Vrabel has to downplay it. You're trying to build a certain mentality.
You don't want
culture.
To encourage, of course, you don't want to encourage.
And it,
it
also can't be rip a guy's helmet off and then beat him with it or anything like that. You know,
right,
it's the pushing, it's the shoving, it's grab a, it's almost like hockey it's every scrum after every whistle in hockey.
Yeah.
Little pushing, little shoving. Oh, I push you. Somebody else.
As long as it doesn't bleed into assault, then we're fine.
Nobody gets, and don't throw punches. You don't need to throw punches. You're smarter than that. The other guy has a very hard face mask on. You're going to break your hand.
Right.
So
pushing and shoving, blank you. Yeah,
right.
You're fine.
And then we move along and my teammates think I'm cooler and your teammates think you're cooler and we got a little energy for practice and a little competitive fire and we're all none the worse for the wear.
I like it.
The Boston Red Sox, they won 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers, Fenway Park.
Up to 4-5 after the break.
And I understand it wasn't the top strength Dodgers, and the Dodgers aren't even who they've been in recent years. Mookie Betts missed the first game and a half, and then he played. Not having a good year, he's batting 230-something.
Yeah,
having just a flat-out bad year.
Shockingly bad, yeah.
Shockingly bad. You didn't face their toughest pitchers. Shohei's not pitching full-time. Like, all those things. But you beat the Dodgers. I don't care.
Yeah,
the Dodgers. They were supposed to be a super team. Everybody was joking in the offseason. Oh, they sign everybody, and they get everybody, and they win. You did what you needed to do. It's what Alex Cora has asked all year. Win a series.
You know who you beat, though? You beat a division leader.
Yeah.
That is a good barometer for where you want to be, is if you're beating division leaders and teams you may see in the playoffs, because against Philly, against Chicago, you weren't able to do that. So I'm in on that regardless of what the strengths and weaknesses are right now.
And you stuck it to Dodgers fans because there were a lot of Dodgers fans at Fenway Park. The more I think about it, this is like somebody coming into your house, going in the fridge, taking out the Miller Lite, sitting down, putting their feet up on the couch, and you're like, did I invite you here?
Right.
It's my house. That's my Miller Lite you're drinking, and I'd prefer you not do that. But this annoyed. This annoyed people, and it was definitely interesting to hear at Fenway Park because normally, you know, when a Red Sox player comes to bat, you hear cheers.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
This weekend, when one of the most popular Red Sox players came to the plate, you didn't exactly hear cheers. Cheers.
Freeman at first. I saw Kim, the second baseman, with Rojas, the shortstop, and Tommy Edman, the third baseman. Are you kidding me? Alex Bregman's getting booed at Fenway Park. This is a Dodgers crowd, period. Pitch to him. He is a little bit high. Of course, the Dodger fan remembers so vividly the World Series that was won by the Astros, and Bregman was a protagonist in that. The 1-0 is low in the dirt. You don't want to make too much of one night, Mike, but this feeling in this ballpark right now, everything that's going on is disturbing for the Red Sox fan base.
Disturbing for the Red Sox fan base.
There's a word.
Or, as Alex Cora brought up in his post-game comments, maybe disturbing for the Red Sox organizationally and what they've done over the last 4 or 5 years and finished last and not done what they needed to do to build a winner and compete past the All-Star break and the trade deadline. And that's where Alex Cora went, that you have to praise the Dodgers for what they've done.
Getting into October.
They've created a team that gets to October, that wins in October, that wins. We had to watch Walker Buehler get his ring, right? And his jersey, his commemorative jersey the other night at Fenway Park. They have built that culture, and it's a little bit, the comparison for me is we lived this with the shoe on the other foot in a different sport, football, for a long time. The Patriots, who went to every AFC championship game and every Super Bowl and built a winning culture and fans traveled, would take over Phoenix, Las Vegas,
yeah,
wherever they, and Bill Belichick, I give him credit. He has his faults, but Stiz, he would start post-game press conferences or very early on be like, and also need to acknowledge all the Patriots fans that were in the building today, felt a little bit like a home game wherever we were. And those are the similarities. You build a super team. You compete for championships every year. Your fan bases invest in being fans. They plan trips and they follow you and they want to see you.
Yeah.
So Alex Cora is right. This isn't a Red Sox fan issue. That was where my first hot take was, and then I realized it was a stupid take. Well, I had to listen a little closer.
Cora disagreed with your
take.
Well,
I had to listen a little closer, and he's right. This isn't about Red Sox fans. This is about Red Sox being better, so Red Sox fans make sure they're at the games at Fenway Park because they want to see the better team, the great team, the historic team, whatever you think it may be. So I thought that was an interesting spin from the manager.
Yeah, it's about how Red Sox fans are treated. It's an invest in you, you know, I invest in you, so you invest in me kind of relationship that Red Sox fans are hoping for. And this is the reason that this whole trend is so asinine is because this was also something the Red Sox did for years, built great teams. They called Camden Yards Fenway South for years.
Yeah,
because you travel down, you take it over. Right. It's a great.
Some of it was financial.
Well,
it was cheaper to fly there and watch a game than it was to get tickets at Fenway Park.
Okay. Well, there even still.
Club seats with buffet.
Really?
It was tremendous.
Wow.
It was
so
like
they
$42
was
or
that when they
food
like,
came with it.
When they sucked.
Yeah, they weren't good.
Yeah. Okay.
I also did it at a Ravens Patriots game.
Yeah.
The Saturday night before. We're like, hey, you want to see if we can go over? $8. We just bought tickets, walked in, and we stood on the right field. There's like the high wall there.
Yeah.
There's like a little standing point, just drank our Miller Lights and watched the game, and $8 you could get in for.
Well, there you go. But there's proof positive. Like, all right, yeah, I'll invest and pay and overpay to go to Fenway, but I'll also build a trip with my family to go and watch the Red Sox because I feel like they're investing in the product that I'm seeing as a fan, and that just has not been the case, and that's why you see crowds that have a lot of Dodgers fans, Blue Jays fans, these teams that travel well, they invade Fenway Park.
And this week we are at the crossroads of investing in the Red Sox and investing in this team. Coming up on Thursday's trade deadline, we talked to Tim Healy from the Boston Globe a little bit earlier, and he had an interesting take about what he expects to happen.
But the wild card there is what do the teams around them do? Because Alex Cora has been loud publicly about this, that blaming the Red Sox second half failures in recent years on why do the Red Sox get worse? Oh, no, it's just the teams around you getting better. So what are the Yankees going to do the next 3 days? What are the Rays going to do the next 3 days? Are they going to totally fall out of it? Are the Blue Jays really running away with the division? What else is the Mariners going to do? They already got Josh Naylor. So it depends on what the teams around the Red Sox do. But as is, I think, yeah, I think they could sneak into a wild card spot.
So Tim Healy thinks, like me, they could sneak into a wild card spot. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel about it. Sneak into a wild card spot. I think you then have some horses, assuming that Chapman's back is okay. You have some horses to maybe make a little noise in a short series in the postseason because you have Crochet and Chapman. But I really do think it's all about investing. It's where Cora is. Organization.
Yeah.
And you said it, painted themselves in a corner. They have painted themselves in a corner. You think there are a lot of Dodgers fans there this weekend? If you convince people that you're urgent and you're this and you're that and you're going to get Joe Ryan and all that, and you do nothing, it'll be every team. It'll be the crappy teams. The crappy teams will be selling out Fenway Park. You'll be seeing every kind of jersey out there. And I really don't believe they can sit on their hands. I think they have to invest in this team or we are going to see chaos. And I've been accused on this show of being little gullible Andy and buying into it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
This is the last time. If you do nothing, and yes, if you get a middle reliever I've never heard of, that's just mediocre, that's doing nothing.
Right.
If you get a Danny Jansen, that's doing nothing.
Right.
I mean, you got to do something. You got to bring in a top three starter. Yeah, top three starter, just behind Bayo.
Just say the name.
Better
just
than
say
Giolito,
name.
Joe Ryan.
I don't know why
Joe Ryan's
around.
Number two starter, or you need to bring in a 100-mile-an-hour impact bullpen arm where I'm like, wow, you kind of got two closers now.
Right.
Or Yadni Diaz, if you want to do that, I actually include that as a major impact move. Solidify first base, right-handed bat, that whole thing. If you don't do that, I'm out forever.
Okay.
I'm going to burn my jerseys.
Lies.
And the reason why there is some credence to what you're saying is not just you being little gullible, Andy. To your point, it's because we have been told in multiple different ways by multiple different people. We're not just adding pitchers who can start. We're adding starting pitchers of consequence. We're being aggressive. Our aggression that we showed you in January and February when we traded for Crochet and signed Alex Bregman and then before that signed Aroldis Chapman, that is the same aggression that organizationally they have been told that they're allowed to operate with. That's what Sam Kennedy said.
Yep.
That's what he said. And Breslow was the one who told Rob Bradford about not just pitchers who start, starting pitchers of consequence.
Yep.
So every level of the organization has said you're going to do it. Alex Cora just called out the organization for not investing. So if you then turn around and once again lie to your fan base and don't do anything by Thursday, there's going to be hell to pay. And at a certain point, it's going to end up impacting your bottom line. I don't know how far away that is, because that seems to be the only thing that resonates with them. But you simply have to not further alienate a fan base that has already been alienated.
Is it me or we've been saying the same thing for 5 years?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But we say it more emphatically. This time I
this
mean
This time
it.
We mean
no,
it.
No, this
no,
time.
This time is different.
We're bad parents. We are bad parents who threaten to ground our kids but never actually ground our kids, and that ruins our kids because they have no discipline. That's what we are. We've been threatening for like 4 or 5 years. This time I really mean it. You screw me this trade deadline, I'm not coming back. And then the next spring they do something and we're like, woohoo, they're awesome. The vibes are cool.
And unfortunately, I think they know that, Stiz. That's the thing.
Isn't that a famous line? I can't quit you. Isn't that Brokeback Mountain or something? I can't quit you.
I don't know. That's actually a movie I have never seen.
I haven't either, actually. I've just seen the line. 617-779-7937. Taking your phone calls next. We see you lining up to talk about the Red Sox, the trade deadline. And I even see a random Ben Simmons call on the screener here. So your call's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But up next, for the final time, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Red Sox completed the series victory over the Dodgers with a 4-3 win yesterday afternoon. Brendan Bernardino with the win in relief, and Jordan Hicks recorded the final five outs to pick up the save. Boston is now 4-5 since the All-Star break. They begin their final series before the trade deadline tonight in Minnesota against the Twins. First pitch at 7:40. Richard Fitz will start opposite Simeon Woods Richardson. Here's your lineup for tonight. Rowan Anthony leads off in left, and it's Alex Bregman at third. Jarren Duran in center. Trevor Story is short. Masataka Yoshida is your DH, with Carlos Narvaez your catcher. Willier Abreu in right. Seidon Rafaela is at second, and Abraham Toro is at first, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:40, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game. The MLB trade deadline is on Thursday at 6 p.m. The Braves acquired veteran starting pitcher Eric Fetty from the Cardinals for a player to be named later or cash. Right-hander Seth Lugo and the Royals are finalizing a 2-year, $46 million extension, and the Tigers have reportedly acquired right-handed pitcher Chris Paddock from the Twins in exchange for a minor league player. From around the league earlier today, Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of MLB's betting investigation. Clase is the second Guardians pitcher on leave tied to the investigation, joining right-hander Luis Ortiz. His leave is through August the 31st, as said by MLB in a statement earlier today. And finally, the Patriots completed their fifth day of training camp. Drake May went 5 of 6 with a touchdown. They return to the practice field tomorrow at 10:15. Stay cool this summer with money you found at findmassmoney.gov. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It is a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI at WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
He does not. And there's a bouncing ball. And Devers has got it. There's one. And that's all they'll get. So that's our really first play where Devers has had a little bit of a challenge. Sharply on the ground, and Devers knocks it down. And he will eventually pick it up and get the out. It's the hot corner at first.
There's some highlights out of San Francisco they were lights.
Yeah, I don't know if
they were
highlights. Using highlights a bit loosely there.
Of Rafi Devers playing first base and not doing a great job, but getting outs in the end. They were outs.
Yeah.
One, he flicked the ball towards first base, then chased it and was lucky enough to pick it up at the same moment he stepped on the bag. He had that, whatever you want to call that, coyish, poop-eating grin on his face after each one of them.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it is what it is. He's in San Francisco. He's playing first base. He's made these comments that, you know, it helps him stay engaged in the game, not just going to the cages and worrying about the neck. Good for you. You stink at it. I wanted you there for the Red Sox. Yes, texter that said it earlier. Wait, didn't all you guys want Rafi Devers at first? Yeah, I did. I thought it was the best thing. I still think he'd be the best addition to the baseball team right now. If you gave me good Rafi Devers and told me over the next 2 months he's going to hit 15 home runs, he's going to bat, you know, 305 and drive in runs and play a mediocre first base, that would be perfect. I would take that if everything hadn't happened the way it had happened.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. First of all, 305 is too much. League average first base is also too much. My eyes tell me that that's wrong. And then everything we hear about his character, I'm like, yeah, no, send him elsewhere.
But if I didn't know that.
Yeah.
If I didn't know he
if
was
all
a
this
dick,
truth just wasn't there.
Right,
it'd
if you
be
like
perfect.
Men in Blacked me and did the boom and just erased my memory, and they're like, "Well, you got this left-handed hitting guy. He gets streaky, but when he's hot, he can carry a baseball team. He crushes the ball."
Rafael Devers,
Rafael Devers would be nice.
Absolutely,
Yadier Diaz. We're all excited about him.
You'd have to do the same thing for David Ortiz so that he went back to talking positively about Rafael Devers before he then got traded and trashed him on the way out.
Or Sam Kennedy and Breslow and Cora and
26 guys in the
Cora
roster.
Cora did it the other day. Yeah. Did you hear the comment the other day praising Rafaela for playing second base? And like, you know, he does it because he's a team player and he actually wants to win. And like, it was all directly at Devers.
Yeah, more to your point that Cora will never directly say it, but if you speak Cora, you'll hear exactly what he's trying to say. For example, when he doesn't like somebody, he does not refer to them by name. He just says their job title. So when he's mad at Craig Breslow, he just says the general manager or something in that. So just listen on your Alex Cora bingo card.
What if he just calls me host? Is that bad? He probably has no idea what my name is. You think he knows my name?
Yeah, he knows.
You sure?
Yeah, Alex strikes me as the type of guy that knows that type. That
I love
knows
how he threw
stuff.
Alex in there. We're tight.
I think he for sure knows Ted.
Know he knows Ted.
I think you and Fitzy are about a 50-50 shot that he gets it right.
Put him on the spot tomorrow.
Should I say first question? Alex.
Yeah.
Quick question. Just, wanted to get out of the way. Do you know my name?
Yeah. Just we were messing around on the show.
Do you know my name?
Yeah, you're W-E-E-I.
Do you remember me at all? Did I mean anything to you?
I've been on multiple shows with him. He joked about...
That's why
about,
I think he does.
That's why I hope he says yes.
Last fall, he joked about something where they said our name or something. And he's like, yeah, that's big when you get your name in the commercial or something. He was joking about the fact that it had sort of shifted to Hart and Arcand in the afternoon or whatever it was.
So, yeah.
Whatever.
How many years are you saying Devers plays with the Giants?
You said he was being traded like in a year.
That's why I kind of wanted
I'm
going to
say...
ask.
After next year, he gets traded.
In the
so he'll play the full 2026 season.
Yeah.
And then sometime either that offseason or by that trade deadline, he'll be traded.
And they will retain money, right?
And they will eat some of the contract. They will have to pay to send Rafi Devers
elsewhere.
I can't
wait. We're throwing a party on this show, and Will Clark's our first guest.
Oh, and he'll probably want to come on, because then he'll be like Ortiz, and he'll tell us everything honestly, like he kind of did for a while before he got yelled at and then had to take shots at our boy Will Fleming.
Yeah, something tells me that he's not going to pull nearly as many punches as even Poppy did, and he was pretty damn honest about it.
Yes, 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, with them saying that Jaren Duran is off the trade table, I think this weekend maybe they made that decision. He played pretty well, despite making some mental mistakes. But I think in the next 55 games, if he knows he's not going to be traded, I think you see him get unlocked. I'm not sure if he'll return to last year's form, but I think he's poised to make a real good run. Now, Hart, you've been pumping the bandwagon for a long time, so I got a small wager for you. You said something about a panda wager, which I don't know anything about that, but
Miller
do you think they're going to make a big trade at the deadline, the Red Sox?
I do.
Okay. So if they don't, the bet is that you'll get full throttle tattooed along with the panda on your lower back.
You know.
That's a big bet.
That's a bit much. Sorry, Matt. Thanks
for
the call.
Just for one big trade?
Jesus, I'm not getting a tattoo on my back. Full throttle.
Can you
a tramp stamp that says full throttle?
Okay.
That sounds awful.
Yes, it
there's a lot of... No, I'm not doing that. If you wanted to make like a beer bet or I buy you lunch or you come to some live event and I'll buy you a beer.
Our unit for bets on this show is a six-pack of Miller Lights or Narragansett.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you want to jump in on the beer bets, be our guest.
It's like the old days. What did they use, like cowrie shells or whatever? Like instead of cowrie shells, we have beers.
Sure.
That's what we're using. So, Matt, I'm happy to make that bet. I am not giving up hope because and it's a twofold faith, I guess, or trying to be faithful. It's my wanting them to be good and wanting them to do what I want them to do. It's also, I think they painted themselves into a corner. And I can't imagine they're that stupid. I can't imagine the cigar-smoking John Henry. I can't imagine he is willing to take on what's going to happen if they don't make any moves. And we all believe it's going to go really poorly, right? Clubhouse, fan base, the whole thing. They already got a freaking strike over there, which led to somebody being arrested because there was like a fight and spitting on each other.
Yeah, how did that work out? I was interested in that.
Not good.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it selfishly. Friday night, I'm supposed to go to a game. Am I going to be able to get a beer and a hot dog? Like, I want to walk up and get a beer.
It was quite an interesting scene walking in on Friday because there was a group.
You crossed a picket line.
Daniel.
I didn't see the outside picket line. They weren't as visible when I was walking in it.
La, 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 la. If I don't see it, I didn't cross it. La, 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 la.
AirPods in, sunglasses on. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But, yeah, you can see I was walking by, and there was just a group of people in various levels of professional dress, and one poor guy in the middle just shouting out, all right, you got the hot dogs. You got the beers over in Section 10. You got the – like, it was a mess.
Intern Brendan was there Saturday and said people were waiting like three innings to get whatever food.
Well, you know what? Screw you, Dodgers fans. Keep walking because we don't have Dodger dogs here. We have Fenway Franks. You don't deserve a hot dog. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Brandon in Boston joins us. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, you know, I hear this talk about Ben Simmons, and I think this is a dream come true. If you can acquire Ben Simmons, because I think he still has that star in him, man. And guess what? I think the Celtics can really bring it out of him, because when you look at guys on this team, you look at transparency, you look at genuine guys. You look at Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, White, Joe Mazzulla, even Brad Stevens. Those are guys that's going to tell you what it is. And I think that Ben Simmons needs a team that's going to be transparent with him. You know, he's been with trash organizations. When you look at, you know, Philadelphia, you look at Brooklyn, look at the Clippers, those are losers. He's going to be around guys amongst his peers. You know, he's 29, Jaylen's 28. Jason Tatum's 27. Those are guys that have won. And when he's around those guys, I think those guys will embrace him.
All right, thanks for the call, Brandon. I don't know if I agree that organizations are trash or not trash. Like, players play roles in these situations. Ben Simmons has had a weird relationship with a number of organizations now, health-related. Some of those vagaries of, is he hurt or does he just not want to play? Is it a real injury? That kind of thing. That being said, if he's healthy, I said it last week, I would consider Ben Simmons. If you have a pass-only point guard who can play some defense, rebound, like do everything that he does, not going to shoot, blend in with Derek White, blend in with Jaylen Brown, I don't hate the idea. You're not bringing in a top three pick for $50 million or whatever. You're bringing in a journeyman veteran player at this point.
Yeah,
right?
And it's a guy who, if nothing else, can fill some of the defensive deficiencies that it seems like you now have with Simons. And the holes that were opened up by the departures of Cornette and Horford. I'm just saying, if you're in the market for one more guy, I would be looking bigger. I'd be looking more at your front court because I feel like you could get a similar role being filled by a big that you could for the similar amount of money that you would be giving for Ben Simmons. But I've seen it be met with some kind of vitriol. I don't know why. I mean, if you make a small financial commitment with the understanding, hey, we're trying to get the most out of you, and I'm sure you're trying to rehab your image and your career, I don't feel like that's harmful necessarily. And if he pulls the same crap that he pulled everywhere else where he's hurt and now it's mental health stuff and he's working his way back, but there's a setback and, oh, he's not really working that hard and all this other stuff that came out, then all right, you wash your hands of him. And, right. And it didn't work on a season where you weren't trying to necessarily compete for a title anyways. I feel like it's harmless.
He feels like one of these old Patriots guys that Belichick would bring in, these not Martellus Bennett, the other Bennett, the or Albert Haynesworth, or just some guy, and then Bill would cut him by like week 7 and say, it's nobody's fault, it just didn't work. He tried, we tried, it just wasn't the right relationship and fit, so we're moving on and we wish him well in his future endeavors.
Right.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
A once big name player who had a certain idea of who he was in the league, and we're not looking for that, and if he doesn't want to move on from that, then it probably won't work. But if he does, we might have a role. He'd be a role player.
Yeah, flex the fact that you're the Boston Celtics. You're joining a prestigious organization. We're going to ask a lot of you. If you want to prove to the league you can still hang, then give everything that you can. But if not, then, you know, yeah, we wash our hands, and it's not going to make or break our chance to make the playoffs, be in or out of the play-in round. It's not really going to move the needle all that much. So I think it's harmless if you do, and if you don't, I would like to see them, if they're still looking to add to the roster, go a bit bigger as opposed to him.
All right, coming up on Odds and Ends, we have the anniversary of one of the hottest, dumbest, wrongest takes in sports media history, and it involves a former Patriots player. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Tonight, Sox and Twins. The Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan starts at 6:40. First pitch, 7:40. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Tom Brady's just about done. It could be his next game he plays, it could be a year from now, but he is going to fall off a cliff. Tom Brady is going to be a bum in short order. Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Did you just say that Tom Brady is just about done?
Yeah.
And he's going to be a bum in short order? Is that what you just said?
Correct.
Time now for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons. Odds and Ends brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. That was the famous, the infamous, the wrongest Max Kellerman. 9 years ago today, declaring that Tom Brady was going to fall off a cliff. Bad news for you, Max. He's done playing football.
Yep.
He never fell off a cliff.
He is not.
There are even
still on
those,
the run.
There's those that believe that if he played today, he'd be like a top 12 quarterback. I see all these things on Twitter all the time debating how good he could be, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, but he definitely never fell off a cliff. That was so wrong. So wrong. And yet, it just did what they do at ESPN and those places. It got him attention.
Oh,
he was happy.
For sure.
Everybody talked about it.
And say what you will about Stephen A. He says a lot, and not a lot of it lands with me, but to add the theater of... Hold on.
Yes.
Did you just say, just to play, like, he knows that his guy just said something that could be a generational inaccuracy.
And
he was going to make the most of it.
Yeah,
and that I appreciate.
He's taken a dive off cliffs, cliff diving. He's jumped off his yachts, usually with somebody named, like, Sidney Sweeney or some other babe, Brooks Nader, with him. But
and
nothing
man, my heart breaks for him for every dive that
bad.
He has taken.
He's looking for that one girl next door that can just settle down with in Iowa somewhere, have a couple kids and a picket fence. And
just finally fade away from the public eye because, you know, that's really just all he desires in life.
9 years? I don't know if I feel like that's too short or too long. It just doesn't feel right that was 9 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that we're now... How many years are we removed from his last NFL game now? Three?
This is the third
this
year.
This is about
skipped
to be the third.
Skipped a year, did a year. This is the third year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Christian Arcand.
Hello.
We got to hurry up because I'm told I got to get out at the right time so Christian Arcand can start his show at the right time.
That's right.
Even though Christian Arcand is the one that makes us late for the Christian Arcand show.
I don't make you do anything. You're in the one chair over here, my friend.
You come on here, you start yelling about Deion Sanders or something. Who
Deion?
You made it.
Nice clean bill of health there. That's nice to see.
Because there were a lot of speculative tweets and reports that he was stepping down today.
A little bit of a flair for the dramatics there with him, I would say. I'm making a big announcement tomorrow with my medical team. Well, okay, Deion, what's that mean? And then it turns out it's actually good news. So.
I'm alive!
Yeah.
That was basically the announcement.
Yeah.
For sure. Anyway, good show today, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoyed
it. Had fun.
When are we talking with Alex Cora now?
3:30 on Tuesday.
3:30. Okay.
After have you heard these reports, a turbulent ride to Minnesota for the team? Guys are still dealing with motion sickness and not feeling very well?
I didn't know that, no.
I did. That's why I went on my app, and I may have done something.
Oh.
I can't tell you what
come
I did.
Come on.
Oh, is that that now, Mr. That's That Now? Huh?
And also, Roman Anthony is now the leadoff hitter for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, for the foreseeable future, according to Alex
Cora. A little Tom Brady-esque.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's the quarterback for the foreseeable future. Now, Roman Anthony's the stud.
I don't know if I like this.
I don't know
if I like him being the leadoff guy and just declaring that he's the leadoff guy for the rest of the year. It's like, okay, so there was a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
That was the first time he's ever done it before. Yeah. This will be the second time he's ever done it before. But we're sure he's the guy for the rest of the year. Why announce that after one game?
And he's not far from the little streak of 8 strikeouts and 9 at-bats, 12 and 19 at-bats.
Yep. Right.
I don't want a leadoff hitter who's striking out like 15 of 25 at-bats. That's not good for morale or offense.
Even in your worst games, he still was getting on base consistently, so you can still bank on, even if he's 0-for-4, he's probably going to walk or something in that realm. But again, it's a lot of pressure, once again, that you're putting on this guy. He's handled it pretty well to this point, but... That's a whole new thing.
Christian Arcand, you have 40 minutes?
Just about, give or take, that I was going to spend mostly on the tickle fights in the Vegas Raiders locker room with
Christian
Wilkins.
Weird.
Which I definitely, listen, when I found out that he went to a New England boarding prep school. I was like, yep, okay, well, that makes sense.
Oh, that place? That place?
That tracks a little
that
bit.
That tracks, yes, for you?
I didn't go to one, but I heard things.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I heard some things.
I'm sure you did. You're in that world.
I guess I'm not shocked.
All right, stick around for some Tickle Talk here on WEEI, the Christian Arcane Show.
The best Tickle Talk in town.
You are the best Tickle Talker. From 6 to 6:40, that'll lead you in the Mass Mutual pregame show. And the leadoff hitter tonight, and for the foreseeable future, will be Roman Anthony. Red Sox had a bumpy ride to Minnesota where, yes, that's where Joe Ryan lives. Hopefully when that plane flies back, it will have Joe Ryan
for
on
now.
It.
For now. He lives there for now.
Stop telling me you can't have him. The Twins are selling, so go buy the best thing you can buy. Joe Ryan. We'll be back tomorrow. More Patriots training camp talk. Alex Cora at 3:30. Ted Johnson will be here. Action-packed Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons. Talk to you tomorrow at 2.
So I'm a soft media member.
Pizza boxes everywhere and naked dudes everywhere.
Afternoon. Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.